So she's at, what's her name? Kennedy? Here.
We are joined here in the media center with the current number one qualifier in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Hector Arana Jr. His second pass of 6.884 seconds at 195.17 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Hector, can you talk about today and what it's like back to being racing four wide?
I tell you what, I like racing four wide. It's a challenge, and it really, you know, makes you really focus on a tree, and I find that kind of helps me get myself into a good rhythm. And here, I'll hold it for you. So because of that, like I said, I get into a good rhythm. My last pass, I had an 0.23 light, which I'm really pleased with that. That's, if I could do that every run in race day, I think we have a good winning combination. And so we have really great notes from last year from here. We did really good last year. I put that same setup in the bike, tweaked the clutch a little bit for the added weight, and we were able to dial it right back in within the second pass, and 104.60 foot, and that carried us to the number one spot.
Can you talk about the cooler conditions here and the drier air versus backing out in Florida and how that affects you?
Yeah, for whatever reason, we have a better setup for the drier, warmer air. When it gets to the really cool, wetter air, you know, when you look at the correction factor and we're like, oh, we should be flying, and I don't know what we're doing wrong, but we're not able to go as fast as what the numbers say we should. So we have a great combination for here, and we're just going to ride on that. Nobody?
You good?
What do you make of all this, the weight changes?
You know what? NHRA is trying to make parity, and we need parity in the class in order for us to have a strong class. As you can see, we have the highest count in the pro category, so that's good, but we got to maintain that because there are a lot of Suzuki riders out there, and you know, you want fair racing. You don't want just the same five guys or whoever it is. You want that challenge. As myself, as a racer, I want that challenge. So I feel that it was a step in the right direction. We'll see what it does, but it helped me out a little bit. I was always like, you know, 5 pounds heavy, and I didn't have the ability to add weight to the bike. So now, even though it does hurt us because we are 15 pounds heavier, but now I can play the weight game and be right on target.
Do you think that was the right way to go about your parity, though? Or would it take the weight off Suzuki?
Well, the problem is when you take the weight off Suzuki's, you make it harder for bigger riders to then make weight. So, you know, I don't know if the weight was the right thing, but it's a, you know, it's a step. It's a start to try to get more parity. I don't know what to say. We'll just have to see how everything goes and see, look at the numbers and see, you know, what it does for the class.
All right. Well, thank you, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.